Now, will you notice verse 6, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Now, I want you to notice this, because this is very important also. It wasn't arbitrary. In other words, a man couldn't rush in, and he had it in for his neighbor, and then say, this man, I saw him worshiping the sun god, or Ashtaroth, the Babylonian god, or Ishtar, or Aphrodite, or Venus, or any of these. That wasn't any good. There had to be two or more witnesses. It took that to condemn the man, you see. Now, today, one witness can send a man to the gas chamber or the electric chair. I personally do not think that that should be permitted. I feel like that you need more than one witness in any case. And here, God always said there had to be two or more witnesses. You see, God's not arbitrary. He was being very fair in his dealings. Now, here they were to always refer everything to the priests. Why? Well, because this was the theocracy, and they should never have had a king. They'll ask for one later on, as you well know, and God will give it to them. You know, he granted their requests, it was said of those in the wilderness, but he sent leanness to their souls. You know, if God answered many of our prayers like we pray them, it'd be the biggest mistake in the world. And God's very gracious, and he says no to us many times. He does that to me, and I'm sure he does it to you. Now, notice verse 8. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates. In other words, if two men disagree on an important matter, how is it to be solved when the evidence seems to be equally impressive on both sides? Then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. Now that was that which was to be. Thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place which the Lord shall choose. So that this was the way God was to control, and this is the way they were to obey. Now the law did not cover everything. Very frankly, the only instance I know where it's recorded that this was used, and I'm sure it was used many times, is over in the little prophecy of Haggai. And there, Haggai 2:11, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning a law. And it was concerning something that was not specifically and definitely and dogmatically given in the Mosaic law. And it didn't cover everything. Therefore, in these cases, they were to appeal to the priests and the judge that was in that day, and they were to hand down the decision concerning the matter. This is very important, by the way, as you can see.